This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago's multi-million dollar contract with the company that runs the gunshot detection technology known as ShotSpotter expires on Friday. During his campaign, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson pledged to end the city's ShotSpotter contract. But at a public forum last week, Alderperson Silvana Tabarez urged Johnson to renew the deal.
If there is a tool that allows officers to respond more quickly to gun violence and treat potential victims, why would we deprive these communities of this resource?
The Sun-Times reports that a review by the Cook County State's Attorney's Office determined ShotSpotter was an expensive tool that has had a minimal effect on prosecuting gun violence cases. Johnson's office did not respond to a WBEZ question asking if he plans to renew the agreement. Black health advocacy groups are calling on the state to properly fund Black-led HIV and AIDS treatment providers. They say the Illinois Department of Public Health is behind on releasing grant dollars through the African American HIV/AIDS Response Act. In a statement, IDPH said they know more can be done and that they're creating a temporary team to help providers through the application process. Advocate Creola Hampton says centers could shut down without funding.
It is because of the red tape and the bureaucracy of our government that the money is not getting to where it needs to. The black legislators do the work. We need the government agencies to do the work as well.
While black people make up 15% of the population in Illinois, they make up almost half of the people living with HIV, according to the 2020 census. If you watched the Super Bowl last night, you might have seen some Illinois farmers during a commercial break. The group Illinois Farm Families booked a 30-second spot as part of its 96% campaign. The organization's goal is highlighting the 96% of farms in the state owned by families, not corporations. The ad included third-generation farmer Chad Lehman.
To me, it boils down to trust. I think that the commercial, to me, implores consumers to trust the farmers that are raising their food.
The commercial aired across much of Illinois, as well as parts of Indiana and Missouri. 10,000 orchids with shades of blue, purple, and pink are now on display at the Chicago Botanic Garden in Glencoe. It's a circus-inspired show where the main performers are the blooming orchids. Jody Zambalo is the head of programming at the garden.
You'll be able to walk under Ferris wheel seats and unicycles on tight ropes and other gravity-defying surprises, all while listening to classic circus tunes. So think of it as celebrating the nostalgia of your past as far as carnivals and circus.
The show also features evening hours for those who want to see the orchids at night and special hours for photographers. The Orchid Show of Wonders runs through March 24th. A couple more things you should know today. Teachers at two Chicago charter high schools have suspended their strike. The Chicago Teachers Union states on social media that members at Instituto del Progreso Latino reached a tentative contract agreement with administrators over the weekend. The CTU says teachers are reviewing the terms of the deal, which includes increases in staffing for special education, bilingual educators, and support positions. And there's movement on resolving outstanding details for the first school board election in Chicago this fall. Illinois Senate President Don Harmon introduced legislation Friday that would establish a hybrid board with 10 elected and 11 appointed members. Under the proposal, the city would be divided into 10 geographic districts for this fall's election, and then those districts would be split into 20 districts for an election in 2027. The board president will compete in a citywide election. Today's weather, we're expecting clear skies with a high of 40 degrees, and then tomorrow should be cloudy with the high sitting around the mid-30s. That's it for now. Later today, my Rundown co-host Aaron Allen talks with the founder of the Nap Ministry about grind culture and the radical power of rest. That conversation is today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.